This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. The average bookstore anywhere in Sydney would have a big list of books about happiness. You have a look sometime, see what I mean. Everyone wants to be happy. Ask your friends this question: what do you want out of life? And probably they'd say, look, I just want to be happy. It sounds simple, but what does it actually mean to be happy? Is it simply getting what you want? Well, the problem with that so often, even when we get what we want, we're not really happy. So is it all just in the mind? Why are some people always happy and others seem doomed to a life of misery? Is it love, money, or in the family genes? And I think part of the problem is this word happiness itself. Happy comes from the word hap, H-A-P. And guess what? Hap means chance. And that's why William Barclay said, a change in fortune, a collapse in health, or the failure of a plan, disappointment of an ambition, even the change in the weather can take away our happiness. And that's true, isn't it? Happiness or a sense of well-being based on circumstances can last a short time and suddenly it can change. And then we become disappointed, distressed, unhappy because life changes. So isn't there something that's a bit more reliable than this? George Gallup of the Gallup polls has worked out in the US that fewer than 10% of Americans are deeply committed Christians. And this group of people he reckons are far, far happier than the rest of the population. He found that committed Christians are more tolerant, more involved in charitable activities, and are absolutely committed to prayer. That's what he discovered. So what's happening here? They've discovered that God is real, and they try to put into action the principles that are found in the Bible. But they are committed to God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, today and tomorrow, I want to share with you a few principles of happiness, which are really amazing statements given by Jesus in what's known as the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew chapter 5. If you're not familiar with this, have a look in the New Testament. You'll be amazed at what Jesus said and how they apply to us. We call them the Beatitudes. The first thing, if you want to be happy, you need help. Might be a strange thing to say, but Matthew chapter 5 verse 3, where Jesus said, God blesses those people who depend only on him. They belong to the kingdom of heaven. Now, does that mean I've got to be destitute or poor? I mean, being poor is not very nice by anyone's standard. Why would Jesus say in the old translations, blessed are the poor in spirit? No, but it does mean being poor in spirit, admitting I can't make it in life on my own. In other words, I need help from God every day. I've got to depend on him. And that goes against the grain in today's living because we're taught to be self-sufficient. So there's a level of difficulty here. I think it means, how happy are those people who know their essential need for God? They know without relying on him is very difficult, frustrating, and sometimes pointless. One Bible translation says, happy are those conscious of their spiritual need since the kingdom of God belongs to them. So that's the opposite of pride and relying on myself, saying there's no God, I'm not accountable to anyone except me. And the Message paraphrase, which is very popular, you're blessed when you are at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. So I think it seems from these versions that the word poor can be understood to mean that there's more than just a lack of money or not having enough food on the table. Being poor in spirit is actually a good thing because we then realize that everything we've got comes from God. Nothing belongs to us. It's all a gift from God. We come to see that everything in life is his gift. In Luke 18, Jesus tells the story, have a read too, of the Pharisee and the tax collector who went to pray in the temple. And this very respectable Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. What a good man he was. He was faithful in marriage and he wasn't greedy or dishonest. But the poor old tax collector, God, he said, have pity on me. I'm such a sinner. He was so sorry for what he'd done. And Jesus said, it was the tax collector and not the Pharisee who was pleasing to God. So who do you depend on? Do you depend on yourself or do you depend on God? Lord, there's great lessons here. Help us to see that happiness is not something that flows and changes, but comes from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.